Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, your partner in business growth and freedom living. Now, before we dive into today's message, let me remind you of the incredible journey we've taken together this week. On Monday, we exposed the lie of saying yes to everything and discovered that clarity of purpose is the filter that keeps you from being pulled in a thousand directions. On Tuesday, we got brutally honest about business models and how some are secretly keeping you trapped. We learned the four keys to designing a model that actually gives you freedom. On Wednesday, we shattered the old advice about niching down by showing you how to niche smarter, not smaller, focusing on solving problems, not boxing yourself in. And on Thursday, we blew up the SMART goal myth. Instead of chasing arbitrary numbers, I gave you the three C's: clarity, commitment, and consistency, to make freedom a lifestyle, not just a dream. If you haven't listened to those yet, binge on them this weekend. They build on each other, and together they'll shift the way you see your business and your life. Most entrepreneurs think freedom starts with more doing, but the truth is it starts with being present. You cannot build a business you love if you're constantly sprinting past the life you're trying to create. And that's the part most people miss. But let me tell you something. None of those strategies matter if you're still stuck in the same old mindset. You can design the perfect model, you can pick the smartest niche, even follow the three C's to the letter. But if you're living as a human doing instead of a human being, you'll stay trapped. And that's the shift we're making today. This is the piece most entrepreneurs miss, the forgotten key that changes everything. And once you see it, you'll never look at your business the same way again. Let's make something clear. Busyness isn't the same as productivity. Busyness is saying yes when you should have said no, confusing activity with progress, chasing every opportunity instead of filtering for the right ones, proving your worth by output instead of alignment. Busyness is often just fear in disguise. Fear of slowing down, fear of missing out, fear of not being enough. But here's the kicker. Busyness doesn't build freedom. It builds a prison that looks like achievement on the outside while draining you on the inside. What does presence really mean? The word presence simply means to come back, not to hustle harder, not to tack on another productivity hack, not to pile on more tasks, just to come back to awareness, to clarity, to the version of yourself that isn't defined by the to-do list. And that's where the real transformation happens. Before you can lead your team, scale your systems, or chase new opportunities, you must be willing to see yourself clearly. Where are you running on autopilot? Where are you chasing numbers instead of a vision? Where are you proving instead of leading? Where are you filling your calendar because empty space feels too uncomfortable? When you see it, when you truly feel it, when your heart admits, I can't keep living like this, that's when the shift begins. There was a season when I measured my worth by how many boxes I checked. Every morning started with a long to-do list, and every night ended with me staring at what wasn't finished. No matter how much I accomplished, there was always more. More to do, more to prove, more to chase. And because there was always more, I consistently lived in this quiet place of not enoughness. Not enough progress, not enough results, not enough of me to go around. It felt like a treadmill I couldn't get off of, running hard, sweating, hustling, and still staying in the same spot. But then something shifted. I realized life is not a straight climb up a mountain. It's not black and white. It's a constant evolution of seasons. There are seasons of success when everything flows. There are seasons of growth where it feels hard, but you're being stretched. There are seasons of winning, and there are seasons of losing. And suddenly it hit me. It doesn't matter what season I'm in, as long as I'm clear on my vision and I'm taking consistent action toward it. That's when I cannot fail. Because progress isn't about perfection, it's about alignment. When you know where you're going and you keep showing up, every season serves you. And the same is true for you. If you're in a season of struggle right now, it doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're being shaped. If you're in a season of success, celebrate it, but don't let it define you. Seasons change, but your vision, your clarity, your consistency, that's what makes you unstoppable. So take a moment this weekend and be present. Ask yourself these awareness questions and set yourself up for success next week, and define your success as being consistent, taking action in things that are aligning you with your vision, rather than the definition we've all looked at so many times before, our pocketbook. And truly, if you're ready to stop being a busybody and start being a freedom-driven CEO, then let's talk. In just 15 to 20 minutes, I can help you uncover the hidden inefficiencies that are costing you both time and money in your business. Most owners don't realize how much energy they're wasting on repetitive tasks, gaps in processes, and systems that don't actually support growth. During our call, I'll listen closely to how your business is currently running, pinpoint one or two areas where you may be sabotaging your own scalability, and show you a clear next step to reclaim control. Book that consultation using the link in the description. And if you're ready for a tool that helps you stop doing everything yourself, BizInABox CRM is the ultimate all-in-one solution. Imagine managing every part of your business: contacts, follow-ups, calls, texts, bookings, funnels, websites, and even social media scheduling, all from one platform. With built-in AI employee support, it doesn't just organize your business, it helps run it. It's like having a full-time team behind the scenes so you can finally stop doing and start being. Enjoy your weekend, my friend. Step into being, step away from doing, and I'll see you back here on Monday.